This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. To help curb the spread of the coronavirus outbreak, employees in many companies are being encouraged to work from home when possible. WFAE is no different. Many of our staff members are practicing social distancing and working remotely. One of those is our reporter, Sarah D'Elia. She's been working from home, and she's looking for ways to connect with the community. That brings us to our new series, Social Distancing, which Sarah is leading. She joins us now to discuss. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lisa.
So start off by telling listeners what the idea behind this series is.
Well, as social distancing is becoming more and more commonplace, we're encouraged to work from home if we can, and limiting the number of people we interact with in a day, it can feel a bit isolating at times. And there is a lot of anxiety out there around what the current situation is and what will happen next. So we wanted to connect with our listeners to hear what they're worried about and the challenges they're facing, and really what's changed in their lives since the outbreak of the coronavirus. We want to know if listeners are having to postpone major life events like weddings or funerals, if they're experiencing financial burdens, or if their interactions with their neighbors have changed. So we've set up a Google voicemail box for listeners to call and leave us a message. And that number is 704-916-9114. Or you can go to WFAE.org for more information. And I've been calling people back and conducting the majority of these interviews from right here at my dining room table. And I've already heard some really interesting stories.
So give us some examples.
Sure. So I spoke to a couple who unfortunately had to postpone their wedding, which was only a couple of months away. They're actually both physicians who said they just couldn't stand the idea of family coming from all over the country and putting themselves at risk. They both agreed that seeing what they've seen as the people on the front lines, it was hard, but the right call to push back the wedding.
I feel like we're doing the right thing. We have a lot of elderly family members. My grandpa is 86. I have a great aunt who is 90. And a lot of our family work in the medical field. And so they, too, are high risk of spreading the virus, being an asymptomatic carrier. And I do not want to put any of my family members at risk of contracting coronavirus.
I imagine as physicians, they're pretty busy right now. Did they talk about their work at all?
They definitely did. You know, on a good month, as busy as they are, they get to see each other maybe a couple times a month. In the new world we're living in, they aren't really sure when they're going to be able to see each other in person again. And actually, the last time they saw each other in person was mid-February when they were doing wedding planning. I also spoke with a manager of a grocery store in Charlotte, and she's in a really tough spot. She's still coming into work and interacting with potentially thousands of people a day who are tired, stressed, and anxious about finding supplies. And she's trying to keep her staff's morale up, but says it's been hard. When a customer is upset about something like toilet paper or cleaning supplies being out of stock, they sometimes take it out on the employees.
You know, some of the public is very thankful that we're here. But a lot of times I feel like we're kind of taken for granted. You know, people are upset that they can't get what they need. And, you know, we feel for them, but there's nothing that we can do about it. And I think it's important that people remember that. Like, we are trying. We're doing our best to keep everybody happy and keep ourselves, you know, at a pace and in a mental state where we can function. And I have to step back and remind myself that I honestly think this is so traumatic for everyone that when they're lashing out, it's because they're scared. You know, it's everybody's scared.
You know, she's had to have some really hard conversations with customers who are frustrated, and it's hard. She wants them to feel heard, but at the same time, there's only so much she can do. The store has the supplies it has, and she's not really in control of that. And I also spoke to a middle school teacher who's getting used to teaching solely online. His wife is actually an elementary school teacher, and they have two young kids of their own. So they're juggling a lot between teaching their students and trying to make sure their own kids are getting what they need for their education.
As an educator, we plan months in advance. And so to not know, this is 2 weeks, and then will we be going back? Will we be starting a different kind of e-learning? All that limbo is hard to plan for. To know what you're going to do. There's just also a lot of fear out there. My own kids are a little nervous.
so much uncertainty. What are you learning from speaking to all these folks, and how can people listen to their stories?
Really, all these stories are so different, and we're all struggling with a variety of issues right now that are uniquely our own. At the same time, a lot of people are feeling many of the same emotions: fear, anxiety, isolation, and everyone I've been speaking to wants to know, when will this all be over? So we hope this series will make us all feel a little more connected and a little less alone. We want to hear from folks, so that number to call again is 704-916-9114. And we'll start to air these stories next week as we can, and also have them available on WFAE.org.
That's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Lisa.
And I hope I get to see you in person sometime soon.
Me too. It's a little bit isolating out here.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.